104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:08. Not Walking Dead related. I got a request for the Adele song Skyfall from the James Bond movie. Have you heard it yet?
Well, I heard the preview that we had.
I got it coming up here.
Sweet.
I will stick that in for you, 0502. It is very good.
That sounded very James Bond.
Yeah.
0502, we've got your request coming up.
The one thing about The Walking Dead is that the people who love it, love it. And the people who don't,
Are going, why are you still talking about The Walking Dead?
I have a place to go. First, I want to talk to Patty here. How are you, Patty?
Good.
So do you watch The Walking Dead?
No, I do not. I watched the first season on Netflix, and it freaked me out so much that I kept thinking that zombies were going to attack me. I couldn't do it because I just got so paranoid.
Zombies are not real.
Yet.
I know. I knew that, but it just kept making me paranoid. And
stop saying yet. You're going to make her even more paranoid. Zombies are not real. Zombies are not real. If they become real, Andy will protect you.
Yeah.
I just don't. I tried watching it. And I was just like, yeah, no, I can't do this show.
Well, that's a reason I can accept. Other than like, it's dumb. I've never watched it.
Right.
It's just the people who've never watched it, and they're like, no, I don't know. That's the thing that bugs me. Thanks for the call, Patty.
Yep.
Bye bye. And the other thing is too, it's not. This is going to sound dumb, but it's not a show about zombies.
No, it's not. It's about
zombies are
survival.
A big part of the show, but it's about survival and what's more dangerous, other people or the zombies.
And the things that you would have to go through in case of a zombie apocalypse.
And it's basically a soap opera plus zombies.
Mm-hmm. It really is. That's why I think women can watch it.
When I said that this show has sucked me in more than any show I have ever watched,
mm-hmm.
I started getting texts from people saying what their show was that got them addicted.
Oh.
Like what I mentioned, the one that said Lost.
Yes.
Was the most addictive show they ever watched. I got another one that said Sons of Anarchy.
I can
is
see
incredibly
how that
addictive.
One could be to
well,
people.
There's a couple people in the building here that keep telling me you got to watch Sons of Anarchy.
You would probably like it.
I would probably like it. Yeah. I just have yet to watch it, so I don't have an opinion. Which is why I won't say it's dumb or good, but I know
a
lots
you
of people
like
it. Falling Skies is another one someone mentioned.
Falling Skies.
I've heard of it. I can't place where it is. What channel it's on?
I haven't heard of that one.
I haven't either.
Hmm.
But anyway, there's a ton of people commenting on our Facebook, and a couple of people said, "Nope, I don't watch it." And if you don't watch it, I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just kind of curious why people... Oh, another one from AMC, Breaking Bad.
Falling Skies, by the way, is a TNT drama.
Oh, that's where it is. Okay, I never watched TNT. That's why I don't see it. But what show is the one show you are most addicted to?
Glee.
Like you are... You would... get the shakes if you couldn't watch the new episode.
You know how I am with Glee, don't you? I mean, I went to the concert.
But you really like stuff, like, but it never strikes me as total obsession.
I have Glee shirts.
Okay.
I went to the concert.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to clarify. Okay.
I went to the movie. There was a movie, like, of the actual concert, like, when they were on tour.
Oh, concert movie. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that I'm definitely addicted to Glee.
What was the show that addicted you the most? For me, it is, probably before this, it was Deadwood, when that was out.
Before that was Sex in the City. That was, for me, I was totally addicted to that show, 100%. Had to watch it.
361-5557, email or text, am@hot1047.com. I got a text already that said Friday Night Lights, still waiting for the movie to happen. It actually was a movie.
Was a movie.
But it wasn't the TV show version of the movie. It was actually a book first about psycho high school football in Texas. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:25. We're going to top out at 76. That's a brand new one from Adele from the James Bond movie Skyfall. It's called Skyfall.
Pretty awesome song.
It is a pretty awesome song. the most addicting TV shows. I have got more texts in my inbox right now than I can deal with.
Okay.
But some interesting kind of off-the-wall ones that I heard of and never saw. La Femme Nikita.
I loved that show.
Really? Was that on USA?
USA. Yeah. Yeah, I used to watch that show all the time. It was really good.
I'm seeing a few Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I'm seeing a few Dexter.
I have to say pretty much anything on HBO was something that I would become. Other than, I haven't gotten to the recent ones.
Wasn't that, what was that weird one? Rome or?
Yeah. Well, something like that. What was that called? Yeah, but I used to, and I haven't recently gotten sucked into them, but I used to be addicted to every single HBO show that was out there. Sopranos, Sex and the City.
You know what's interesting is the most
Entourage.
The most addicting shows, which, I mean, you could just go down this list. Every single one of them is on cable. They're not network TV. The only one I've gotten so far that's a network TV show, like ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC.
Glee, other than Glee, that's on Fox.
Hawaii 5-0 is the only one I've gotten a text for. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And somebody said Hamtaro. And that it was the cheese to their macaroni, and I'd never heard of it. And
I Googled it,
and it was
Japanese anime.
Yeah, that's why I'd never heard of it.
That's why we've never heard of it.
Pretty Little Liars is another one. What is that one on?
I think that is one of the local ones. I can't remember. It might not be Fox.
It's a network.
It might be Fox. Well, yes, you know what I mean. It might be Fox. I can't remember, but I could see people getting addicted to that one.
Oh, there is another network show I saw on here, Revenge. I saw a couple for that one. That's on ABC. Your most addicting show, Peggy's on the phone. How are you, Peggy?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, most addicting TV show for you is?
True Blood.
Oh, you're a vampire lover.
Ah, yes. I'm more into the werewolves, though.
Oh, okay. So, as a True Blood fan, do you find Twilight annoying?
I don't know. I still watch it. I just like True Blood more.
Yeah.
I think the thing with the vampires is if you're a fan of vampires, you're kind of a fan of vampires.
And how awesome was The Lost Boys?
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
What?
Oh, you got to go see The Lost Boys.
You better get on that.
Kiefer Sutherland is a bad boy vampire.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pretty awesome.
That's pretty old school.
It's an old school movie. It was like 1987 or somewhere in there. It's an old movie.
Yeah.
But it's good. You got to check out The Lost Boys if you like the vampire stuff. Misty, thank you for the call.
On Netflix.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it had both Coreys in it too. Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
I know that. I can't. That's an old movie.
It is. It is a good one though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Rosa's on the phone. How are you, Rosa?
Good, how are you?
Good. Most addicted show for you is?
Walking Dead.
Oh, it is The Walking Dead.
Yes.
Good for you.
What makes me mad is we have Dish, and AMC is not on Dish no more, and it really pissed me off. And I'm just like, now I got to wait for the video, and it really makes me mad.
How long do you have to wait to download or watch online or whatever?
I don't know. I keep on checking it, and it's not available yet, and obviously because it's just started.
Yeah,
and
it's so, usually
it's
a day or
like
two.
A day.
I think it's a day or two. I think it's 3 days, if I remember correctly.
There was a gal who called in last spring during the second half of the second season, and she said, whenever you start talking about Walking Dead, I have to turn off the radio because I haven't watched it yet because I downloaded it a couple days later.
Funny.
Oh.
So. Yeah.
2 days. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have four kids, and they all love watching Walking Dead.
How old are your four kids?
11, 8, 7, and 5.
Yeah.
I would not let my 7 and 10-year-old watch The Walking Dead.
How old is your youngest?
5.
Oh.
And she's not scared of nothing. My oldest, 11. She's scared of it, and she like literally has to have a blanket, and every scary part she'll cover her head. And here's my 5-year. Just glued to the TV and wants to see what happens next.
I probably wouldn't let my 4-year-old watch it. She would freak out.
Oh yeah, she would
big time. Anyway, well, thank you for the call, Rosa.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Jackie almost started crying watching Home Alone.
Yeah, I don't think that she would.
Like if I'm watching it and they come down, and Jackie comes down, I pause it or change the channel quick.
She'll freak out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't a big problem with the lack of zombie kills in the second season. I got another email here from Brian. He said, it started with True Calling, starring Eliza Dushku. You know what, Brian? You didn't have to describe to me that she was the daughter in True Lies because I was a True Calling fan. That show only lasted like a season or two on Fox.
I don't remember that,
but
that show.
It was pretty good. I don't even really remember it. I just remember that Eliza Dushku was hot and I liked the show. I'm not sure which came first, but...
And her last name's kind of fun to say.
And it is, yeah. Right now for him, though, it is Dexter.
Yeah, I can see that. That is a creepy show, though. I've only seen a couple episodes of it, but it's very creepy.
I'm getting lots and lots of True Blood and Dexter. True Blood, Dexter, yeah, True Blood, Dexter.
HBO knows how to suck you in.
Isn't one of... No, Dexter's on Showtime.
Is it? On
I think
Showtime?
So. Okay. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I have... That's why I've only seen a few episodes of it. I think I might have saw it. I don't know if I must have saw it on Netflix. Did they have it on Netflix?
Oh,
where did
and
I, see that
I got a bunch of texts that said Pretty Little Liars is on ABC Family.
Oh.
So, there you go. Now we know where it is.
Okay.
Can we declare today Bond Girl Appreciation Day? I suppose. I'm down with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with doing that.
Where did that come from?
Well, from Skyfall. We just played
okay,
that.
Okay, but
anyway,
still.
The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I wouldn't say you're stupid. You are, but I wouldn't say it.
It is 8:31. Dirt is next. Hang on.
Homecoming.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Donald Trump has announced the cast for the upcoming all-star season of Celebrity Apprentice, which will premiere in March. It includes Brett Michaels, Dennis Rodman, LaToya Jackson, Gary Busey, and Trace Atkins. Are we on the cusp of a redneck beef? Larry the Cable Guy says that he's a redneck, but he's a higher class redneck than Honey Boo Boo's family. He says, quote, there's a big difference between the two rednecks. Jay Leno will be a guest in an upcoming episode of The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson. It's happening later this month, but there's no air date set for yet. And NBC has canceled Dane Cook's new sitcom called Next Caller before airing a single episode. Dane joked about it on Twitter saying, quote, love my cast and crew, not sure their names. I didn't have time to learn them. But we'll never forget my 37 hours working on the next brawler. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
I was kind of surprised that that show didn't even make it to the air because they were kind of...
I know. I seen previews.
I did too.
So I was kind of looking forward to it, actually. I thought it looked pretty good.
I didn't think it looked like it was going to be very good.
I thought it was okay.
But I thought they'd at least, you know, put it on the air for a couple episodes.
I guess not.
I guess not either.
I'm surprised by that.
I know. Okay, Snoop Dogg has completely sold out, by the way. I don't know if you heard this.
Snoop Lion?
No. I've been calling him Snoop Dogg for 20 years. I'm not changing now.
He said his name is Snoop Lion
no,
now.
Somebody else said he should be Snoop Lion.
No, he said it.
I don't care.
He said it.
He looks more like a dog than a lion. Or maybe a small
cat.
If he took out
the dreads and let it go all afro... Like
maybe.
That would make him look like kind of
anyway,
like a lion.
Anyway, he sold out one of my favorite songs of his to Hot Pockets.
So don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. Got some cheesy drizzle, dripping on my chisel. Waiting on the bristle, the pizzle, the dizzle. Jeez, when the cheese hits your tongue, it'll scream, oh shit. Hungry kids in the crib, ma. Pocket like it's hot, pocket like it's hot, pocket like it's hot. When the cravings got a hold of you, pocket like it's hot, pocket like it's hot, pocket like it's hot. And your munchies get an attitude, pocket like it's hot, pocket like it's hot, pocket like it's hot. I've got the pockets in my arms, setting off smoke alarms, and I eat I'm smoking hot because I got it going on.
Yeah.
I like it.
Of course you do.
I think, you know what?
Maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, 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 no. The dumbest thing I ever heard is that stupid deer crossing lady. Come on now. I think that it's, you know, I would say normally I would say, why doesn't he just go on tour and make money like, you know, the rest of the people
well, that's
do.
A lot more
but
work than just writing a parody for Hot Pockets of Drop It Like It's Hot.
It is a lot more work. And he won't get busted for having, you know, marijuana on his bus by not going on the road. He can just do his thing his own home studio.
There was a story, there are stories that you see that are kind of ridiculous. And this was a story that was actually on our website, hot1047.com. That come from some of the other websites that our company owns.
Yes.
And this one came from popcrush.com, which has got tons of great music news, but they're a little obsessed with One Direction. And whoever wrote this headline made me laugh so hard.
Okay.
And it was about One Direction talk about their bad boy pass. Let me tell you, One Direction are bad boys.
Oh, yeah. So bad boys, I want to date them.
Zayn got in trouble for having a BB gun at school. He didn't shoot anybody. He just had it. It's not exactly smuggling a Beretta into school or anything.
No.
I mean, in the States here, that would get you in a lot of trouble. But it's still not exactly bad boy. It's like a horrible attempt at being a bad boy.
It really is.
And I don't mean to demean the seriousness of that, because you get in a lot of trouble if you even have, like, accidentally leave your shotgun from pheasant hunting in your trunk and they find it on school property. You're in a ton of trouble.
Definitely.
But, that would be far more bad boy than carrying a BB gun around in your backpack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Niall, I think that's how you say his name.
Yes, it's Niall.
Okay. Yeah. He was suspended from school for 2 days for general messing about and talking too much.
Messing about, was he?
Somewhere 50 Cent is laughing mockingly at that as he counts the bullet hole scars in his body.
Yeah.
So I wondered, I came up with a list of other bad things that One Direction members did.
Oh, good.
I only have a few. But,
okay.
Harry, he once rang his neighbor's doorbell and ran away.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's so bad. Yeah. Naughty, naughty.
He also gave a can of soda to a friend after he shook it up. They're just bad boys.
That's just mean.
Yeah. Oh, another bad boy thing Niall did.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember the name of the other one. He accidentally called football soccer.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know. The end of days.
It's punishment by law.
In Britain, it probably is. Yeah.
Because it's football.
Yeah. And when the NFL plays a game over there every year, they always call it a soccer match.
So confusing.
Yeah. The hottest. Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:54. We're going to top out at 76 today. I get to go home right after I get off the air. Take care of a sick little girl. Probably some strep throat.
Yeah, that sucks.
Most likely. Had a nice little fever going last night. Real nice one.
So glad we were over it right now in my household. So knock on wood.
Yeah.
Because it was like boom, boom with us, with both girls getting sick. So.
Oh, I got a tweet from Tim that said, have you read any of the Walking Dead books? I've read a lot of the comics, and I read the Rise of the Governor novel that came out last year. The new one. It's like Road to Woodbury, I think is what it's called. Comes out tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
It's like a prequel to, or not a prequel. It's like a side story arc of The Walking Dead.
Hmm.
Like the governor that's going to be in this third season.
Yeah.
It's, well, Rise of him, and then in the town of Woodbury that he runs.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome.
Okay, cool.
Most amusing, or not amusing, entertaining book I've ever read. Not that it's a great piece of fictional masterpiece-ish work.
Right.
But it's like nonstop action.
Ah.
Through all however many pages. I don't know how many pages it would be in the actual book, because I read it on my Kindle app on my phone. But
nice.
Anyway, yeah, they are good. I plan on picking up the new one tomorrow. And I've got like 4 books I still want to read and haven't read yet.
That's why I just don't worry about reading books.
I know, but I keep going between them. Well, read a book once in a while.
Okay.
We got a text. We got a text that's like, Tiffs, you've been telling her you're reading it for the longest
time.
Well,
I have read most of it.
I got another text about most addicting TV shows. This is another one of mine, Criminal Minds. I love Criminal Minds.
You know, that's one that I would probably like. I just haven't got into watching it, but I think I would like that.
As far as the FBI cop thing goes, it's pretty much like any show. But as far as the bad guys go, it is so demented and dark.
Mm.
So dark. It kind of weirds me out sometimes. There was a survey done, another British survey, but it found that 66% of people have symptoms of nomophobia. We've talked about this before. Do you remember what nomophobia is?
No, I don't remember what it is.
It is the fear of losing or being able to use a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
70% of women and 61% of men say they worry that they will lose their cell phone. An earlier survey found that the average person with a smartphone checks it 34 times a day. You are probably higher than that.
Probably. A little higher.
I'm probably right there. would be my guess.
I'd say 50 times probably.
But there are times my
it depends. It depends if I'm having a text conversation with somebody.
Each one wouldn't necessarily be a new check.
That's not a new
one. I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
I would think every time you check it without provocation would be a check. Or if it rings at you for a new one.
Right.
Just because you got another text back from the person you're going back and forth with, I wouldn't count that as another check of it.
Okay.
But, yeah, my battery went dead on Saturday and I didn't notice.
Wow.
I actually left it down in the basement for more than half the day.
I would notice.
Because you'd start getting the shakes?
No, I would notice because my phone would probably start blowing up on me and it'd be like...
No, it was dead. If the battery went completely dead on you?
Yeah, I would definitely notice. I would notice when it's getting dead and I'd be like, oh, I better go plug you in.
What is your cell phone's name?
I don't have a name for it.
Well, you said plug you in, so I assumed... Well, come on.
It's like a part of me, but...
Tell me what the name is.
I don't have a name for my phone.
I know you have a name for it.
I don't. My phone.
Come on.
Droid. I don't have a name.
Oh.
I could give it one, I suppose.
Never mind.
I don't have a name for it. I'm not that bad.
Okay.
Jeez. Wow. It's not like you name your car.
Wow. Some people do.
I know. That's what I said.
Do you name your van?
No.
You know what you should name your van?
Messy.
Garbage can.
Hot 104.7.com.